everyone, and welcome to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. It is day four of Baby Loss Awareness Week. I'm with Ryan and with Matt, as we have been every single day this week, for a series of mini episodes that we are putting out. So we have a few more left to go. Look at me knowing the days of the week. Today, we are joined by Joseph Chapman, who's joining us all the way from the USA. Whereabouts are you, Joseph?
I'm in Orange County, and you guys can just call me Joe.
Joe, okay.
My mom used to call me Joseph when she was mad at me. So you can just abbreviate it to Joe.
I got Matthew. So.
Yeah. I'm Daniel when I'm in trouble.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I'm called.
You bastard! Orange County, very nice. Now, Joe's also going to be joining us on a full episode that you'll be able to listen to very, very soon, actually. In a couple of weeks after this one, you'll be able to hear that. But with it being Baby Loss Awareness Week, Joe, we just wanted to get your thoughts on what it's like over in the USA, because obviously we don't have anyone that we spoke to over there about it yet.
Well, it might be baby loss awareness over there, but I don't know if it is over here, because we don't have the kind of resources that I wish we had over here. It's not that we don't have any.
Do you not have the international wave of light, Joseph, on the 15th of October at 7 p.m.?
I haven't heard of it.
Wow.
That's all right. It's news to me.
Because that's what I was speaking to Matt last week when we were getting ready for this, because I wasn't... Again, one of the things that we're focusing on this week is just the awareness of the fact it's an awareness week.
Absolutely.
And one of those things is there's a bit of muddy waters there. Well, I was just assuming it was a worldwide thing, if it's just a UK thing, but I don't even know if it is or not. So.
Well, the dates for Baby Loss Awareness Week is the 9th to the 15th of October.
Yeah.
And the 15th of October, so Baby Loss Awareness Week, finishes on the 15th of October.
Yeah.
It finishes with what's called the International Wave of Light, which is at 7 o'clock in the evening. You light a candle in memory of your baby, you let it burn, and then that marks the end of Baby Loss Awareness Week.
I remember you guys, you did that last year just before we came in to do an episode afterwards.
Yeah. So it's really interesting there that Joe's just said that he hasn't heard of that in the US. But actually, that proves our point, doesn't it, with regard to the awareness?
Yes.
Especially if it's been advertised as an international wave of light.
Because it is, isn't it?
So either the advertisement of it over in the US isn't as maybe paramount as it should be or could be, or it may be that just Joe hasn't heard of it.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I haven't seen it advertised here in the UK, really. Right. Like I said on day one, I wouldn't have known it was on if I wasn't immersed in this world through doing this with you guys.
Yeah.
I do think I remember you guys mentioning it about an episode that I listened to probably about this time last year.
Yeah.
In hindsight, maybe, but you know, I work at a school, and so we have awareness for, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's, you know, I was at Walgreens the other day, and it was Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, and I think it was it's like No Shave November for us at our school.
November
it's
as well.
Testicular cancer awareness. So you're supposed to, which is not good for me, because when I get about 5 or 6 days in, it starts getting pretty, bad.
But, it's good that you've mentioned this, Joe, because actually on Monday's episode, the first one, we talked about exactly this.
Yeah.
And there's so many awareness days, weeks, or months that are going on. And I'll read this list out again to you then, soon, because you've mentioned a couple of them. So just this week, overlapping Baby Loss Awareness Week. Some are very serious, some are not so much. But I'll just go through them all again very quickly. ADHD Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Black History Awareness Month, Dyspraxia Awareness Week, National Bullying Prevention Month, World Dyslexia Day, World Hospice and Palliative Care Day. These are all happening right now this week, alongside... Yeah. National Hygiene Month, Back Care Awareness Week, National Vodka Day, No Disposable Cup Day, National Taco Day, and my favourite, National Badger Day. I don't know why we need a day to be aware of badgers.
My favourite is National Don't Stare Directly at the Sun Week.
You have got to be joking.
It's on right now.
It may exist.
It's crazy though, isn't it?
It's interesting.
But also, it's interesting actually there that Joseph has mentioned Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, breast cancer affects people worldwide, affects people everywhere. And the chances are we know from the statistics that we are going to know somebody who has suffered with cancer or will suffer with cancer. So ultimately, you can understand that that is very well known. But at the same time, there are so many babies that don't make it in this world.
Come on.
So how come Baby Loss Awareness Week isn't as prominent? Listen, I'm not debunking any other awareness day, awareness month, awareness week, whatever that may be, but surely it just shows the education and the advertisement that is needed to put this on the map.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that in mind, thank you very much for joining us, Joe, and we're looking forward to getting you on for your full episode very, very soon. And we will be back with Friday's episode of Baby Loss Awareness Week, our series of specials with the Still Parents podcast tomorrow, because it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, everyone.